as I indicated, I am a SEBA, and I've been teaching on the subject and topic, Kemet Religious Philosophy and Spirituality, for a little over 20 years. I've lectured at a number of conferences around the country and have held classes as well, and I am currently completing a book entitled Kemet Way, The Triumph of the Way of Life Over the Way of Barbarism, and one of several books, actually, that I'm writing, and hopefully I'll finish this one in the next couple of months. The intention about this presentation, as I sent out in the email, that the presentation will address what is the Kemetic faith, past and present, and how do I live slash practice the Kemetic way of life. And as I indicated in the email, that the Kemetic faith is easy to understand and to embrace. And what I'll do is to explain how the faith, explain what the faith is and how to generate the faith in your life. And then, I'll go from there. Also, in regards to who the presentation is for. Now, if you're interested in the Kemetic faith, like some people on the line, like Juma, somebody that I know, and Atta, are folks who are somewhat familiar with the Kemetic faith, and some others that I've talked with who have an interest, who may not necessarily know in detail what the Kemetic faith is, but are interested, haven't been, let's say, guided in this direction based on becoming conscious of one's African history and spirituality, and those who are on that spiritual journey looking for spiritual system that actually works in improving one's life and addressing the issues that you have. And so I'm going to hopefully, answer some of those questions. Now, in doing the presentation, I'm going to leave some time near the concluding portion of the presentation for comments, questions, and answers, so that during the course of the presentation, if you have questions, then you can ask me. But while I'm presenting, I'm going to try to make this to the point and brief. But while I'm doing it, please don't interrupt me. I want to just simply go straight forward. So, and then if you have a question, my request would be that you, take some notes and then ask me at the concluding, portion of the presentation. Now, my wife tells me that I have a way of speaking over people's head because as an avid researcher, I'm constantly speaking from the perspective of a researcher. And so she says to me, I don't usually speak very simple and plain. So believe me, I will be working very hard at making sure that I'm speaking anyway, I just hope that it comes across. My intention for this presentation. The intention is to provide information about the Kemetic faith and to explain the nature of the faith, how the faith was generated by our ancestors, and how we can regenerate the faith in our lives now, and how to live by the faith, and that is to live within the faith, and then what the faith can do in the way of improving our life, our quality of life. The intention is to share with you a vision for living a wonderful life in a wonderful world. Now, some of you who are, you've heard about the faith but may not know much of the history, of the faith. The faith itself was generated by our ancestors thousands of years ago. And it probably, rather than simply just calling it the Kemetic faith, is really more proper to call it a way of life, or the way of life, because there really is only one way of life. But we'll say the way of life. And the way of life itself is older than Kemet itself. And the faith itself went through several stages. There was a stage when our people, our ancestors, were hunter-gatherers, and the faith then was pretty much a solar-based faith and a faith based on the Royal Mother. And I'll give you detail when you, if you ask me about it later. A second phase of the faith, when our folks went from hunter-gatherers and became pastoral, meaning that they were we began to do herding of animals because it provided more food for us, our faith then shifted and became a pastoral-based faith. We began to celebrate the sacred cow and the sacred bull, in addition to celebrating the sacred mother and the solar faith. It is with the introduction of faith in terms of its further advancement that was introduced to us by the Netter Asaw. And the Netter Asaw is the Netter who introduced agriculture, who shared agriculture with us, and is considered to be the Netter who of abundance and sovereignty. And then for those of you who don't know also, the term Netter is, you spell it N-E-T-E-R, or nature, N-A-T-U-R-E. It is from whence we get the word nature. But these are the life forces that govern our creation. And so that's for those who don't know. The something about the faith. Now, the Kemetic faith is governed and guided by the Netteru. And it is a systematic and it's a methodical approach to achieving and sustaining optimal life. And hence, it is a way of life. Now, the faith is solution-oriented, and that is that it provided relief. Now, for our ancestors, this faith was about, as I said, being solution-oriented. It provided food, resources, and comfort. It provided answers to questions such as, what do I do? What do we do? And it is an organized system and method to living and achieving conditions of optimal living. So when we think back briefly, I'm sure most of us have some familiarity with Kemetic history. We get a sense that here you have a society that existed for thousands of years. Kemetic history goes back well over 10,000 years, starting, well, not really where it started, but at least 10,000 years, elements of which we can detect from the Sahara Desert, some early beginnings, and then the migrations toward the Nile River. And on the Nile, we've had civilization for as early as 7,000 years now. So it's a very old civilization, and this civilization lived by this particular faith. So you think from 7,000 years to now, we're talking about a faith that would be now 9,000 years old. And in the last 2,000 years, of course, we have been reeling from, the impact on the African society that has disrupted our connection to our faith. But just think a minute about how our ancestors were able to live for 7,000 years based on a faith such as the Kemetic faith and what it did for them. Now, the faith, I'm going to tell you very simply what it is, and then I'm going to explain it. And I'm going to emphasize to you exactly how simple this faith is, okay? The faith is based upon providing food, resources, and comfort. Did y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, repeat it.
Food, resources, and comfort.
Food, resources, and comfort. And that's what a way of life does. It's about providing the needs that allow you to live. It's just that simple. Now, the reason I pause and I emphasize right here is because we are if you've been out there searching for, you know, the right way, oftentimes, you know, you've encountered people that have told you that the Kemetic way of life is a mystery system. And that as a mystery system, you have to know all these different things, and you have to know all this, and you have to know all that. And consequently, most of us are prepared for something very difficult. And so when somebody tells you, such as myself, telling you that the way of life was a very simple way of life, and simple to understand and to grasp, some of you may actually really kind of dismiss it without even knowing that you're doing it subconsciously in some respect. So I just simply pause there. A way of life is based upon providing food as a systematic approach to providing food, resources, and comfort, which we basically title optimal living. In order to, a summary of the faith, of our faith is this. For our ancestors, it showed them what to do on a day-to-day basis. It provided spiritual guidance for them. It was a way of truth. So that you, when you read Kemetic texts, you will find that, you know, truth is just simply paramount in order to do the right thing and live the right way. So you really had to be in accord with the truth. And that it was a way of life that empowered you to be strong in the world. So it was not a system of beating you down, making you guilty in the eyes of God, or you know, enslaving you in the name of God or anything of that sort. The now, as I mentioned, our faith went through several phases. And in this last phase, the faith was introduced by the netter Asah. And Asah gave us the gift of abundance and prosperity by way of food, resources, and comfort. And then prior to, I already told you what was prior to Asah. Now, Asah became the earth sovereign. What that means is that when our ancestors were hunter-gatherers, during that period, we were wholly dependent on the Netaru that we call the elements, and that is the sun, the earth, water, air, and those. The names of those Netaru we call Ra, Nu, Shu, Geb, and Nut. And at that time, we basically went about hunting, as it says, hunting and gathering, looking for food, wherever we could find it. With the coming of Asah and Asah introducing us to agriculture, our life shifted. Now we were empowered to be involved in producing food for ourselves. In addition to Asah introducing us to agriculture, Asah also introduced us to the moral order. Now, the moral order has to do with our living here on earth. So let me give you an idea of what I'm getting to here. Let me do this. If you have a piece of paper or just envision a circle, or you can draw a circle and then draw a larger circle, you know, around that circle. The larger circle is considered to be the cosmos, and this is creation. And that circle, we'll call it, just for the sake of this discussion, a container. And that container contains creation. Everything in that circle embodies creation. Everything that has gone before, everything that currently exists, and everything that will exist, you know, in the coming future. Now, that container is flexible. You know, as creation grows, that container grows. As creation condenses, you know, it condenses. In the circle, within that circle, is considered to be the earthly domain. Now, the our cosmos is divided into two primary domains. You have the cosmic domain, and then you have the earthly domain. And the earthly domain is governed by a earthly netter, and that is Asah. So we call Asah the Earth Sovereign. The Earth Sovereign, Asah, is the netter that established the moral order, and that is the laws, the way of life, or the code of conduct that we should be living by on a day-to-day basis. And Good evening. In addition, Star introduced several other netter along with him, and some of you have heard of these other netter: Haru, Tahuti, Ma'at, Set, Nebhet, and Haru. These are called Earth Sovereigns, and what Earth Sovereigns do is they govern and guide your behavior. In other words, they govern and guide human and animal behavior on the planet Earth. Asar's decree is that in order to benefit from the gift that the Netaru provide, then we must live by in accordance with what is considered to be the moral order. And I'll talk a bit about the moral order and living in accordance with what is considered to be the cosmic order. Now, the cosmic order is governed by a body of Netaru that are the elements that I mentioned: Ra, Nu, Shu, Geb, Nut, and these are the sun, the earth, Geb, the sun is Ra, Nu, water, Nut, atmosphere or sky, and I missed someone. Well, anyway, Ra, Nu, Shu, Nut, and Geb. Now, these Netaru are the Netaru who sustain life. So, for example, these Netaru, you see them every day in your life. Now, our ancestors recognized these life forces. They are not creator life forces. They sustain creation so that when you pause and you think about each one of them, your life depends on each one of them. And should any one of them disappear in your life, well, you and I would not be here. Agreed?